do in your branch?
Okay, we got involved with the Wolf Star campaign, which was Stop the Arms Race European campaign, by getting people to sign petitions on the street. We, of course, weren't very popular at the time because we were the Russian threat. The political scene was very different. And we had quite a lot of negative comments from the public. We also raised money for sending Hazel Rennie on the Great Peace Journey, which was around the embassies of Europe to talk about the threat of the arms race. This we did with little sails, and we furiously made long dangly 80s earrings by the thousand and managed to sell them. We also lent our support to the actions at Greenham Common, some of us going there when we could, or sending supplies. We had meetings to discuss whatever our next action might be. For example, we did one for Hiroshima Day, a few years running. One particular spectacular one was when we walked the length of the precinct and lay down to be drawn round in the style of the Hiroshima, what was left of the Hiroshima victims. When we reached the end of the precinct, we were approached by the chief constable, who said that he would arrest us all if we didn't walk back down the middle of the precinct without speaking to each other. So the precinct was probably about a 15-minute walk. So we walked down the middle, and to each of our own amazement, when we got to the end, we all instantly decided we would sit down and sing. And of course, the police couldn't arrest us because they were only going to arrest us if we talked. And it was just that we all spontaneously had decided that that was what we should do. And then I think the police went away because it was rather a public place. And people would just think we were some strange left-wing loonies singing on the seafront. So that was one story. We did events and tried to get in on money-making activities. We had we were trying to raise awareness about the lack of water and water pollution and so on around the world. And we did an event. We had a stall at the local assembly rooms about a well water project, which came with a children's game, the prize for which was a glass of water, which impressed all the children terribly, but unfortunately not the parents. Now, that every year in Worthing, the mayor is allowed to have a charity event. Now, our mayor was the only Liberal mayor in Worthing, and he did support us, but he was trying to stay under the radar. And he said he would let us have a stall at his charity event as long as we didn't advertise ourselves. So we went along with loads of games. was around Easter time, with loads of eggs and money-making stuff, but no mention of who we were. And we had a good day. We raised quite a lot of money. It was quite a busy day. And then when it got to about 4 o'clock, the Lord Mayor's assistant came round and said, "Oh, we're very short of money for our, short of stalls for our casino night tonight. And this was a good game, but could you make it a bit better, buy some more expensive prizes and come back for 7 o'clock?" And so a few of us who agreed we had suitable frocks to wear agreed we'd go home and change and come back with our prizes and run it again. Now, this was where we were in the depths of the very conservative Worthing crowd, the Rotary Club, the Conservative Association, and all those people who hated us in Worthing, who thought we should be deported or put in prison or whatever. And so we did feel a bit unnerved. But anyway, we went to the casino evening, and they're all there, all very dressed up in their black suits and posh frocks, going round with wives urging them to spend money on every stall. And they were lashing out money, and they were getting drunker and drunker, putting more and more money, throwing our money at us, and taking eggs or no eggs, because they were just saying, "No, it's all in a good cause, darling." And one woman said to me, "Who are you, dear?" And I said, "Oh, we're the Women's International." And she said, "Oh, jolly good show. Do carry on the good work." So that was a moment of relief, was over. But of course it wasn't over till we got out of the building with the money. We didn't want to be found out. And finally the evening came to the end, and we packed up, and we had rather a lot of money, which in fact was enough to go straight out and buy two pairs of heavy-duty bolt cutters for someone to take straight to Greenham Common.